Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
804 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Reminder, coming up in just over 15 minutes, we will visit with the Great Barrier Thief, Dyson Daniels, the most improved player in the NBA. Get a chance to catch up with him. Find out, you know, look, man, what's the hand-eye coordination drills like? He's got the best hand-eye coordination probably in the NBA at this point. With some of the stuff he's able to do. And so I think that's going to be a fun conversation. So much fun all day today as well. We're also going to get an interview with Grant McCauley coming up at 8:40. Get that look into what the Braves will be rocking with tonight as they face off with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Appreciate you guys calling in, 404-726-0929. We're going to get to a Life of Squid here in just a minute. Do want to get out to the phones really, really quick, though. We talked about, look, man, confidence level in the Atlanta Falcons defense. We talked about whether or not Bo is misstepping by not buying his wife a Mother's Day gift, 2.5 weeks after buying her a push present. So I think he's lost his mind.
Absolutely.
He's crazy. But you know what? Bo's going to Bo. And here we are, man. He's wearing it on his chest.
I mean, look. You can't overextend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the good news is we already have a couple of phone calls from some guys that I'm pretty sure are going to talk you into some stuff. Let's first go out to Dallas, Georgia. Squid Billion, tell this man, Squid Billion, don't let him do this, dude.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
Michael Patrick, how you doing?
Living the dream, man.
Did I get it right? I would be very surprised if I got it right.
No, it's not. That's not it. No.
Well, next time maybe. Allie Mack, keeping the guys in line like a pro.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
She is.
Look, I'm excited about the Falcons. I was excited last year. I'm even more excited this year after the offseason and just what the team is looking like. I'm with Elder Squid, 11-6. Let's do it. I'm interested, not right now, but I'm interested in what you guys think. Like, if you could design the rivalry jersey, what would that look like? It'd be a fun little game to play. But yeah, look, Elder Squid, I gotta say, like, you don't have to break the bank a second time, but, you know, Mother's Day, you gotta get something memorable, something that lasts. And I can get you Squid Nation pricing on a Mother Pork Chop photo shoot. That's how it's been.
There you are.
There you are,
man.
Squid Billion. Appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, maybe a Squid Nation hoodie on our first Mother's Day.
Well, that'll be pretty easy. I will say, you know, for me, if I could create the perfect Falcons jersey, dude, I'm going back to the red jersey with the black letters, the silver breeches, and the red helmet. And yeah. Then my alternate is the black jersey, black helmet, silver breeches.
There you go.
I love those look. That late 80s, early 90s look where they, you know, obviously went back in black, I think, in like 91 or whatever. But, dude, that's where it's at for me.
I'm just nervous with these rivalry jerseys. They're going to do too much. Like, they're going to, you know, put like, you know, they're going to make them like peach colored or something for, you know.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, in baseball, there are some really odd city connects. So I'm fearful as well.
I actually like the White Sox Chicago Bulls one, though. Allie, you said you got a couple tweets that need to talk to Bo a little bit.
Yeah, we have some differing opinions going on Twitter responding to whether Bo needs to get Amy a push present and a Mother's Day gift or if it can be rolled into one. And Joe Salome said, You can call these gifts and presents whatever you want, but I think the best gift is being amazing, an amazing father, and a loving husband, and someone that supports and cherishes and nurtures that relationship. Joe.
Stop yourself,
come
Joe.
On.
That's my dude. Joe knows that I'm already that. I'm obviously already doing that. Too much thank simply. You, Joe.
But then on the other side of it, Kenny says you need separate gifts. It appears lazy and cheap to roll it into one.
Spot on. Kenny, I think Kenny's spot on. Let's get one more phone call really quick. Let's go out to our buddy Chief out in South Fulton. Chief, tell this man, what's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Now, first of all, I got to say, Allie Mack, welcome to the show. My name is Chief. And anything you need is bootleg, I can get it for you. If I can't get it for you, you don't need it.
I love it. I love that, Chief. Thank you.
You know, that's right. That's right. But Tribal Chief.
Sir?
Let me give you a little voice on the whole gift thing. You're the meat man, right?
That's right.
So it speaks for itself. That's all she needs. Look here.
Whoa!
That's all she needs, probably. That's all she needs.
Big pause.
You know, Allie Mack, congratulations. I enjoy listening to you so far. So, hey, keep this good work going. Man. All right, guys. See you next week.
Are in. Thank you, Chief. Just always an animated conversation. Always an animated conversation with that man.
Tell you what, Mike. It's been heavy Squid Nation. It's been heavy Allie's Army. It has been a light week for the Mafia. some would say they're just non-existent these days. All right, Dallin. That's right. I will definitely be putting some Baron Burton's W sauce on my meat this weekend because why not? Maybe I'll ship some down to Dyson Daniels down there, down under, and let him taste some down there for his victory with the most improved player. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. So, this Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick thing, which I agree, I know Carl said this yesterday on Dukes and Bell. Imagine if we had that freak show here. I mean, imagine if that's what the foul, you know, all you people that wanted Belichick, imagine if we were dealing with that freak show with Jordan Hudson and Belichick. I mean, you know, you couldn't talk to the head coach because some, you know, 23-year-old screaming at you about, we ain't answering that question. Well, I don't know what's happening in the Belichick household, but Jennifer Belichick, who is the wife of Steve Belichick, y'all know who that is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Bill's son.
Sure.
Was on Instagram, and it's an Instagram account belonging to her, and she put this: publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set,
ooh,
delaying an interview.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Now, old Bill, you need to shut your wife up. She doesn't need to be talking, Steve.
That's distracting. Pot calling the kettle black.
We don't need that. We're on to Falcon. We don't need that. New Belichick, I'm assuming, will just sit there while Jordan Hudson screams at Steve and Jennifer. It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I know of
her
now.
It's so odd, dude. I'm so glad you brought up. I thought Carl and Mike did a great job yesterday talking about this. Like, we dodged such a massive bullet with that. And all the people that were chirping on the socials and on Reddit being like, can't believe you guys hired Raheem over Bill. I haven't heard a freaking word in months about that entire saga.
Yeah, and look, I mean, one of those guys was still wanted Belichick recently. Mike wanted Belichick recently when all the stuff happened with Raheem and the timeout and stuff, and now we're all happy. And look, that's what happens. You know, we second guess. That's what we do as fans and as media members. You can't you know, that's part of it, but thank God we didn't have to do with that. I mean, my goodness. That is a nightmare we didn't need. I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
And this is one that I actually contemplated for like 30 seconds and then realized, nah, this is easy. There was a question put out and said, you can have $1 million or you have to play against prime Tiger Woods for 72 holes. If you beat him on a single hole, you win $100 million.
Mm.
However,
that'll eat.
However, if you don't, you go to jail for 1 year. And
that's not
I
good.
Read this, and I was in the gym, and I read this, and I said, do I get my strokes? Well, and if you know what I'm – because if you are a golfer, you have a handicap. And basically your handicap is based on average, how many strokes away from par you are. And so you get those to get you to par. And so when you play in events like a play in, MGA, we get our handicap comes into play, right? So do you get that again, this thing? That's what my first thought was. And then I go, who the hell am I kidding? Who am I kidding?
Take the million?
Take the million. First off, the risk involved is jail. I don't think so. Not a plan of mine. Not a life plan of mine.
Yeah.
And not, it's kind of, it's almost like, Allie, I kind of thought about it like this. When I thought about the jail part, I'm like, yeah, I could cheat on my taxes and hope I get away with it. Or I could get caught and maybe go to jail because I can't pay all the money I got, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, is it worth it? Is it? It's not. Man. It's really not. It's just not. So, no, I'll take the million and be happy, right?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't know, dude.
I agree with you, Bo. I'm not going to even chance some jail time.
No. Here's the thing. You're telling me. So how many? Let's see. How many par threes is that? You're not going to beat them on a par five. There's zero chance of that.
Well, it's 72 holes. That means it's four rounds.
Prime
right?
Tiger's probably finishing 16 under.
So that means there's eight par. That would be there's four almost on the 72 golf course. There's normally four par.
So you're
threes.
16 par threes.
Yeah, but I mean, if I can hit a good shot on a par three, what the hell do you think Tiger can do?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's going to do it on all 16. I don't know, man.
Not to mention, you're playing against Tiger in his prime, so he's like 28, and he's still like. Hitting up Perkins waitresses.
Oh, that's a good
and
point.
He's in his prime.
Still working out with the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. I mean, this is like peak Tiger. This man beat Rocco, whatever his name was.
Mediate
on one leg in an 18-hole playoff.
Yeah.
And pulled away from him after playing 72 holes that weekend at a U.S. Open, which is traditionally one of the longer – tougher courses you can play.
I don't
now, that
mind
might have been like Bay
decision.
Hill or something.
Yeah, I don't mind this decision from you. First and foremost, let's be honest. $100 million, you're still not buying your wife a Mother's Day present. Also, you would not fare well in jail. I'm just going to throw that out there. So I don't mind this decision from you. For me, though, look, man, I think I'm going for it. Not going to lie to you. Like 72 holes, I just got to beat them on one. I think a little bit more of myself than that. I don't know. 100 million changes the trajectory of your entire lineage.
But you can invest $1 million.
That's true, but like, man, that only, I don't know. Anyways, we got to go to break. Got to. We got to go to break because on the other side, we've been talking about the great barrier thief, Dyson Daniels, will join us here on the morning shift. Cannot wait to talk to him. Did you guys know that he played Australian rules football growing up? That might be my first question. How did that impact that hand-eye coordination that led to so many steals this year for the Atlanta Hawks?